We can just start recording like this and see what happens.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Irregular Search for Truth. I'm Scott.
I'm Sachin.
Here we go. Okay, so, topic. I had an interesting job interview. I got flown out to Washington, D.C. And so I got flown out from the West Coast to Washington, D.C. I got into this condo they put me up in. Probably at, I don't know, 9 p.m. or something the night before the interview. My interview's at 8 a.m. But to get there, I get shuttled to it. But to get there, I have to be out on the curb at like 6:30 in the morning, which means I got to get up maybe, you know, 5:30, 5:45, something like that. But my time, that's like 2:30 in the morning.
Right.
2:45. So I feel like they're... I mean, it was really nice that they flew me out there and all that. I'm not, you know, looking a gift horse in the mouth or anything, but that probably could have been a little better coordinated somehow. I don't know. Anyway, the interview was really interesting because it was this three-part interview, and it was government, so it was very structured to be impartial and whatever. And the first part was written. And so you're given this prompt, and then you have to write basically a memo.
Essay.
Yeah, an essay, a memo or an essay or an esso. And you have an hour to do that, and then you have a little, like, you know, sit down, just time.
Do you discuss the memo with them?
Well, no, you never discuss that. Well, you discuss the same topic at a later point, but you don't talk about the memo or do any sort of explanation.
Right,
you know,
right.
They're like these completely distinct parts of the interview. But the second part was a group interview. So there were myself and four other people interviewing for this position. And then we all go in and we have this group exercise in relation to the same topic we wrote a memo about. And it was actually kind of cool because it's not competitive necessarily. Like, you're not competing with the other people for that one position. It's possible that you all would get hired.
Right.
But it was interesting to observe how people work in a group dynamic, especially when they're being judged on how they work in a group dynamic.
Right.
So, like... You know, there was sort of this recurring thing, like, where it would be like, okay, wait, we have to sort of define our parameters here of this project that we're working on, and we have to give this presentation, you know, in 25 minutes or something like that on this topic. And then person X would always sort of bring it back to be like, but my point. You know, it's like, okay, we've got your point, it's been lodged. But it's really not relative to the points of the four other people, you know, that have been brought up. Like, and so there was this kind of sense of people performing, you know, a bit, as well as trying to, you know, reach some resolution to this issue.
And in that situation, it seems almost ironic because I'm just guessing, like, that person was almost like... You're hinting that person was almost being more adamant about it because he wanted to have this awesome point heard because it's an interview process. But ironically, I would imagine that, like, the person keeps pushing it is actually a detriment in the process, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
it's not so much. I couldn't necessarily, because to be honest, the 30 minutes that we had to work on this thing was not enough time to actually come to any sort of,
right,
you know, actual resolution of the problem. So I can't really say that it was too detrimental, but it was just sort of like one of those psychological study type things. Like,
I guess what I was saying is, like, you're trying so hard to, like, show off or, like, maybe, like, make yourself look good, but in the effort of making yourself look good, you are actually doing the opposite.
Right. It's possible that it was that. Or it may be that that's just the way that the person, you know, worked in a group environment.
But that, I mean, that's going to make them look
bad. In which case it probably isn't the best person to be working in a group environment. But, I mean, and this wasn't, like, blatant or, you know, overarching or anything. It's like I, you know, that person in general, I'd say, was a pretty good candidate for the position. But there were times when, and, you know, I probably did it too, where I sort of, like, spoke up because, you know, if I don't speak up, I'm not heard.
Look,
you know?
I didn't get two PhDs to come here and get told you, have you tell me that I'm wrong, all right?
You only have two PhDs?
Look, I didn't have two PhDs, 3 years of a work experience, plus I won some prize, you know?
You only won some prize?
Well, it's a Pulitzer. I just didn't want to, like, you know, name drop, but whatever. I won a Pulitzer in podcasting.
I won an Academy Award in loafing.
Loafing? Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, not really.